Norton with us. Haven't talked to Keith in a long time. He's the Bloomberg Auto Business Reporter. Nice to have you here, Keith.
Thanks, Paul W. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, there's lots to talk about, including, of course, the fact that President Trump has rolled back what would be called the Biden-era fuel economy standards. But my initial gut reaction was, if I'm at an auto company and I can't react like this publicly, but it's like, well, it's a little late because they've already invested billions of dollars to try to hit all those other marks. They don't want to go backwards.
Yeah, it is a challenge. In fact, General Motors CFO Paul Jacobson was at a UBS conference yesterday saying they have built infrastructure, you know, factories to produce 1 million electric vehicles a year, and they're only selling 150,000. So they have to retrench. GM took a big write down in the last quarter for all these EV assets it now has that it can't utilize. So yeah, it puts them in a bind.
So they'll make the most of it, and I'll tell you that among others in the Oval Office with the president was Ford's Jim Farley, and I love Jim Farley. You know, it's not easy to be in that Oval Office with this president because he's there to take care of the business you're there for, but then he veers off into so many other areas that you really, unless you're one of the suck-ups, I'll just say.
Yeah.
unless you're one of the suck-ups desperately trying to hold on to your job, so you have to laugh at everything he says and react all that way, you have to have a poker face, and you just kind of, you're there for what you're there for, and you try not to react to anything else because you're going to lose in the end. There are people for and against everything else they talk about. So I give Jim Farley a great deal of credit for keeping a great poker face. But talking about how this, in fact, can help Ford and the other, what we used to call the Big Three, as the Detroit Three are in the current issue of Consumer Reports, but we're behind Toyota, Subaru, Lexus, and Honda taking the top four spots. In fact, BMW slotted in fifth as the top European automaker, but we do have Buick in there. I think Buick is in the top 10 at number 8, and Ford was right out of the top 10 at number 11, both making gains from last year and now firmly in the top half of all brands ranked. So it's good, especially for Ford, to say that they've made big changes because, boy, they had their hands full with quality issues, didn't they, Keith?
They sure do. And, you know, they're the most recalled automaker. So that's something Farley is really trying to attack. Lincoln did pretty well in that Consumer Reports brand report card that just came out today. They made the top 10. That's a big jump for them. So, you know, Ford is making some progress, but they've got a long way to go on that issue.
Chevrolet and Cadillac, number 17 and 18, with Lincoln at number 20, but has come up, as you point out. And look, we deserve to have the best automobiles. We're not there yet, obviously. What we don't need are automobiles to be built now with this kind of a time limit, like most appliances. You know, I don't know about you, Keith. I don't know how old you are, but when I grew up, we had one refrigerator, and it lasted my entire lifetime living at home. We had one washer, one dryer. They lasted the entire many years that I lived at home. They're built with obsolescence now. We cannot let that happen to automobiles because people are going to start spending 10 years paying for them. You don't want to make a car payment on something that doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, and the cost of cars has gone way up, Paul W. You know, the average cost of a new car is over $50,000 now. So that takes a long time to pay off. We're seeing 7-year loans increasing and more. And so the only way to deal with that cost is to stretch it out. And that means your car has to last a long time.
Keith Norton does a great job for Bloomberg Auto Business and as a great reporter. And Bloomberg Auto Business is great. How do people, can they just go online and follow what's going on with Bloomberg?
Absolutely. Bloomberg.com. You'll find all our stories.
I love that. Bloomberg.com. Why doesn't everyone make it that simple? Thanks so much, Keith. We won't make it have so much time go by before we talk to you again.
Thanks for having me on, Paul W. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Keith Norton, Bloomberg Auto Business Reporter. Go to Bloomberg.com. Bloomberg is a good force to be reckoned with. It is 12:43 at 760. WJR.